This is Food for Faith, and I'm Father John O'Connor. If you are faced with a choice between sickness and health, which would you choose? In our reflection yesterday, we considered our need for healing. And in today's gospel reading, there's another healing miracle. Jesus heals another suffering person. This time the illness of the person had lasted for almost 4 decades, 38 years, the scripture tells us this person was seriously ill for. It's easy to give these scripture passages fairly a superficial glance since we know the account so well. We know what happens, we know what Jesus says, we know what he does, and we know how these stories finish. But a closer reading with an open mind and a receptive heart always pays off. When we come to the scriptures expecting Jesus to speak directly to us, we will hear what we need to hear, and we will very often be amazed that the insight we receive has not occurred to us in the 100 or so earlier readings of the very same passage. This happened to me today with this gospel reading. I was deeply moved by words of Jesus that I have never really noticed before. Here's the story. The paralyzed man is unable to move without assistance, and he is lying alongside the pool in Jerusalem that is known to contain healing waters. But his physical infirmity, his paralysis, made it impossible for him to get to the pool when the healing waters stirred. Jesus enters the nearby gate and sees this man sitting by the pool. He notices him. And he asks him what I think is a very surprising question. So here's the man, very sick, 38 years of infirmity, lying beside the pool, and Jesus says to him, "Do you want to be well again?" Do you want to be well again? You would expect that any sick person would want to be healed, but Jesus understood that sometimes even unwelcome, painful, and harmful realities can become attachments for us, burdens that we very strangely hold on to. It's as if we're more comfortable with the devil we know. There's a familiarity, and we don't want to enter the unfamiliar world, perhaps, of being well. Even though we know that our freedom has been suffocated and our healing is blocked because of our inability to respond to Jesus, "Yes, I do want to be healed." We know that holding on to anger and lack of forgiveness affects our moods and our emotional and physical health. But if we were asked if we would rather be free of these burdens, maybe too many of us would prefer the darkness to the light. We prefer what we know, even if it's suffering, to what we don't know. This is the problem. You see, Jesus is offering us everything, all we need, all we desire, all we hope for. But we too often prefer to hold on to the familiar, even if that familiar is unsatisfying and very limited. It's important that we recall that Jesus never imposes his presence in our lives, but he patiently waits, offering the divine hand of healing and mercy. Jesus offers us in every moment the embrace of love. In our human relationships, we know this kind of patience and gentle offering to be the mark of love. Love is not a powerful imposition. It's not an unwanted and unrequested help. But this is a presence offered because of love. This is why we need to express our desire for God while being honest about the attachments that might limit the enthusiasm of our desire. That's okay. A little desire is enough. But at least we need to express our little openness, our little desire for whatever God is offering us. When we set our priorities in other places and other projects and relationships, Jesus will patiently wait until we are ready to ask. If we are healthy, this point will come, the moment when we realize that there must be more to life, more than we ourselves can achieve or accumulate. we realize that we are made for much, much more. There comes this point when, again, if we are healthy, when we realize that the variety of sicknesses that we've chosen for our steady diet, which could be perhaps well summarized as the isms, for example, legalism, moralism, commercialism, capitalism, these isms will never bring us the life that we seek. And so when God offers us the opportunity of freedom, of life, of mercy, of forgiveness and love in abundance, we find ourselves hesitant. It's as if we are trapped. Do you remember the story of the monkey trap? A monkey trap is a cage containing a banana with a hole that's just large enough for the monkey's hand to fit in, but it's not large enough, this hole is not large enough for a monkey's fist clutching a banana to come out. Maybe the story isn't true, but it's a good point. It's a clever trap. The monkey could very easily let go of the banana and be free, but no, the monkey is so attached to this banana that it can't be free. And so today, Jesus is offering to us, to every one of us, do you want to be well again? Do you want to be well again?